Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sheldonpedia. I am Sheldon Betteridge here on today's show where we will be discussing about what the polling for Luxor versus Hipkins. And I got a tale of bad things happening down in Wellington Council. That's all coming out. But right now, the song I'm going to play for is next song I'll be playing right now. It is, I'm gonna play Metro by Jenny on Jadapedia on Arrow FM.
This that pretty girl mantra, this that flaunt, she just touched down in LA. Pretty girls don't do drama unless we won, it'll be depending on the day. Pretty girls looking to defend, and I'm a defender, never let it catch no strain. Girl, mantra, she's that stun. I make you wanna swing both ways. Mix me with the drama, check you like commas. My clothes are pajamas, true from the cold plunge. Daytime Betty's in my yard, quick switch out of fit for the night. Swerving through the lane, we'll be 20 minutes late, cause we have to do one in and I drive by. It's not that deep, I'm not that drunk. Sometimes girls just gotta have fun. Throw it back, all that. Me and my sis, we're too attached. It's not that deep, we're not that dumb. Them bodies on the run, inside glowing like the sun. You're gonna feel us every day. This that pretty girl mantra, this that flaunt, she just touched down in LA. Pretty girls don't do drama unless we wanna, it'll be depending on the day. Pretty girls speaking to defend, no, I'm a defender, never let it catch no strength. This that pretty girl mantra, she's that stun, I make you wanna swing both ways.
That was Mandra by Jenny on Jadapedia on Arrow FM. News analyst, while the city council is in the firing line, but the challenges are not unique. Neither is the UNSL era of figures in government. Free Tuesday, a line of natural and ad prime ministers line up to lash for council. Prime Minister Crozak said he was going to watch it very closely. Himself, MP Corbett Council, Sharon Mossel. Vice Minister Nicola Cole said it was a shambles, and later David Seymour said a point in the crowd server would be a good start. While local government minister Seymour said he was considering all options, what got them so worked up. Tuesday's admonishment came out the way the council voted to back travelling plans to sell shares in Wellington to the airport. The council had agreed for its tea along 252 South, 54% stake in Wellington Airport, but last week it voted 9-7 to keep the shares. Before questions the stability of purposes in its long debate, which is less than 4 months to hold. Mia Toy Vidal supported the sale. She has spoken and left how important it was to her council to stick by the plans over proceeds of that sale could be used for an emergency preparedness fund. A fine of almost $500 million will help pay for insurance costs and prepare for a rebuild if a major natural catastrophe was to require one. Vidal wouldn't comment on Tuesday. So what are you going to do about it? We don't know. While with ministers voicing the gravest of concerns about the future of the capital's council, but we ask, what would I do about it? Under local government, at Brown could appoint a commissioner or observer for us with major or former Crown Review team. He could even call an election for Wellington City Council. I reckon we'll go for appointing commissioners to replace the council. When staff asked about whenever he would exercise the power to call an election, he replied, "I'm executive advisor to the tourism of situation. I'm concerned about the impact for the council. Relegated us long to plan might have on white pies." 5 minutes in the class, who lives in Wellington, said the council about rights was serious. Wellington had one of the biggest rights increases in the country, she said. There's a fear about local government is saying won't rule out election for the council. Council and
Minister, do you have the power to call an election in Wellington?
Oh, there's a range of powers under the Local Government Act.
Is that one of them?
I'm receiving advice at this stage around what those powers are and whether or not there is a need to potentially intervene at this stage.
Would you do that?
I'm seeking advice in terms of the situation. I'm very concerned about the impact that the council relitigating its long-term plan may have on rates payers who are already facing one of the highest rates in the country here in Wellington.
You're not ruling out calling an election in Wellington?
Oh, look, I'm seeking advice as to the powers that I have and whether or not there's a need to intervene based on
I heard that. Just really specifically, are you ruling out calling an election in Wellington?
What I'm saying here is I'm seeking advice. I'm going to receive that advice and consider it. And then there'll be more to
say. It's an option on the table for you.
Well, I haven't received the advice yet.
Would you look at having a Crown Review to gather more information before potentially stepping in, intervening with the Commission?
I'm seeking advice. Once I've received that advice, I will consider the advice and then make a decision.
When did you seek advice?
Oh, look, there's been discussions with officials for a little while. We obviously since last week, we sought advice formally. Yesterday, and we had a meeting to discuss that today. And there'll be further the advice. I have not yet received it, but when I do, we'll then consider it and then make a decision.
Is this a politically motivated crack? I mean, obviously, left wing government, left wing council, right wing government.
It's very much a right wing government. But what I would say is that the issues here are around ratepayers and the impact on ratepayers who are already facing one of the highest increases in rates in the country. And my concern is what impact relitigating the entire long-term plan may have on them.
Can I just get a timeline?
This is just a distraction technique, distracting from the damage that you've done with your public sector cuts.
Look, that's completely incorrect. Wellington ratepayers are facing one of the highest increases in rates in the country. The council deciding to relitigate its entire long-term plan will potentially have a significant impact on them. That is our concern.
Can I just get a timeline from you? Have you taken all of the steps necessary to escalate any?
I have not yet received advice.
But what kind of time frame are we looking at? Once you get that advice, is it a matter of weeks? Is it a matter of months?
I don't have a timeline for you today, unfortunately.
When have you asked officials to come back to you with that advice?
I don't have a timeline for you today.
Surely you asked officials to come back to you with a certain time frame.
Yes, but I'm not sharing that. I do not have a timeline at this stage.
The problem is you're throwing a massive dead cat on the floor saying, I'm going to look into taking action against the Wellington City Council, and that's all you're willing to say.
We've been asked the question. We've said we are getting advice. We'll receive the advice. We will consider the advice.
And you're admitting it's a dead cat?
No, I'm saying here we have asked for advice. We will receive the advice. We will consider the advice.
So can you tell us what the next steps are?
It's what it actually had done by Wellington City Council, not alone in the struggle with rising council costs, but Wellington City Council long term plan included a 4.5% rise in rates before 2024-25, 30% rise in the year before. That's 80.5% is above a national average of 15%, but 80.5% is not the highest rates hike. Hamiltonians here will have to pay an extra 90.9% and Napier rate price are paying an extra 90.95% after starting with a high silver proposed rates of 23.7%. So what's with a focus on Wellington? Wellington is an unusual city as the capital, lots of inputs have housed here and themselves rate payers. So I'd like to complain about the state of the council, which people fork out for. But Wellington is also unusual because it votes left. And let a great premier of the 60 council members, 4 are from Labour, another 3 from the Greens. Nankovi is self-independent. It votes to give it which is goes against the political philosophy of most of the coalition MPs in Parliament, who don't see appoints governments holding assets like airport shares. Simon Cross has a decision for the council to own an airport and said we are getting a decision in the Crown of Silver because Cliff had not making good decisions. As I said, he even thought where the city council was particularly worse than any other council. Simon replied, I know councils are pretty good where people's one never ego and a lot of people beat up on them, but well, it does seem to really come to people's attention. It's frustrated for locals. It should not frustrate locals. It should please the locals. Because of where this left-wing lunatics always think of the people of Wellington. Maybe wish Wellington could have a right-leaning council so it would be vibrant as... Labour World Election spokesperson Aisha Field said the government was using Wellington as a scapegoat. It seems to me that the government is trying to distract from a situation it has created in Wellington, she said. Former local government Labour's Kim McNally agreed and said Field's always caused to appoint commissioners, but ultimately Field's never dropped the reason to do so. When I was a minister, I responded every time someone asked for a commission fee, would there be a single mayor left in the country? He said. They are democratic elected council, they've gone through a process, they've made a decision, they are accountable to their community. There's no suggestion that they were able to come up with an alternative long term plan. It's all come down to politics. There's no doubt that Wellington City Council is in a charging position. Its council is under fire. Its ratepayers are feeling the pain. People are rightly infuriated when they conserve water because the council has failed to maintain its pipes. I see the money is spent over sorts of other projects like cycleways. But if that's not a unique frustration, politically it makes sense for national and administrators to blame Wellington Council over troubles in the region. For the most part, Labor and Green Alliance representatives allowed the central government to blame the opposition. But while the issue will face a systemic widespread foundational issue that goes to the core of a local government all around New Zealand. Next song I will be playing is Get Ready for This by 2 Unlimited on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. First, Get Ready for This by 2 Unlimited on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Gary Villas by Two Unlimited on Chartopedia on Arrow EVM. Yep. Less than a third of the people believe the country is a better shape than it was before the election, while 40% believe it was worse, according to a new poll for One New Zealand poll for us voters. A year on from election, do you think the candidates are in a better shape or in a worse shape or no different than it was before the election? Some people say that the country was in a better shape, 4% believed it was in a worse shape, and 26% didn't think it was a difference, 4%. They didn't know or prefer not to say. A poll surveyed 1,000 eligible voters between 5th and 9th of October. It was slightly hard to find out on a question in a different order. Do you think a country is in a weird shape or in a bear shape or no different than it was in legends? In the last poll taken August and a couple of months ago, Fashion National is sitting on 38%. Labour is on 30%, for Greens is on 11%, ACT on 7%, New Zealand First on 6%, 1% shy of a threshold to remain in Parliament. Anti-Barmai is on 4% for the poll vote. If it retains 6%, it will continue. It will continue to get represented in Parliament at the time. Because Luxon enjoyed a 5-point boost in the preferred Prime Minister, James Wiseman rose to 8%, while former Prime Minister Chris Hipkins is on 18%. Right now I'm going to play Sick by Elidus Way on Chartopedia on Area VM. We got we'll be right back.
of you and the way you look, all the things you do. You drive me crazy, drive me crazy. Yeah. If you're sick like me, there's no stopping now. Gotta break it up and just let it out. If I was sick like you, I would beat the fire. I would light it up and watch it all come.
Feel sick by Adelaide as well. Try to put on FM. First of Adelaide. Adelaide Zoe is an American rock band, was formed in Las Vegas in Nevada in 2006. Females are as good as hard rock, alter rock, old metal, and post grunge. Because the band was still mobile, as well as Guns N' Roses, Creed, Papa Roach, Godsend, Fear of a Demon, Seaver, Vader's Ghost Breaking, Benjamin, Deftones, Puddle of Mud, Sick Puppies, Shine Down, Stained After Bridge, A Skillet, Hail, Summer, Fellful, Crutch, and Others. Photos of Joshua Tedder to record Mamas as a background site opened in early voted for November 5th press session between Timber Creek, Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump's official seat on Tuesday. And also exclusive. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris held a marginal 3 points lead over Republican Donald Trump, 45% to 40% as Tuesday looked in tight race to win over the presidential new residents as 4,000. Welfare as his traitor Sanders electoral college, I better hope Kamala Harris will keep it to our city electoral votes to win the US presidency to stop Trump when getting a second term in office. I think America would be an authoritarian country, authoritarian train wreck if Trump gets back. And I'm gonna fingers crossed for Kamala Harris. As we enter the final 21 days of a presidential election, the opportunity of our summer's Camelot's apart from our most recent of large rights of cheesy voters have waned. The House government scrubbing to give out a case of solicitation for polls. With a vice president, Harry pushing up performance dress in English, getting as well as various, various Democratic groups on Tuesday night during the broadcast conversation with our radio host, Jamal and Van God, held the attention to black men. House concern was not completely unfounded with several notable black male celebrities such as rapper 50 Cent and for sports media to celebrate Swift's receptiveness to the Trump government on the air grid. Heavy different support, a New York Times Seattle trial of local black votes pre-selling service and of all black votes expressed an interest. Voting for Harris, which was significant, more than the 10% of black people who voted for Joe Biden in 2020, for most announced trial because of black comes. Pronounced drop council black men over 1% of them. Ted up the US president and elected and just 30% of them now say they would vote Harris. And how long interview Charlemagne votes Dave Morning Show for Breakfast Live, which is predominantly black audience of 8 million listeners monthly. But how so? House on top of top expanding reparations, criminal justice reform, and economic inequality, and the filmography of a Trump campaign. House home in a consensus talking points about the necessity of a voter participation, a proposed influx of capital for the middle class, and information response felt stale and limited. But of those here who represented with an impact when asked about issues specific to black people, felt she would prioritize health stress initiatives around black maternal mortality and the child tax credit as long neglected needs. In a few cases, health has felt like a fitting square peg into the round hole. When asked by the court how she intends to address the homelessness crisis in the US, when the current administration seems to overemphasize foreign interests such as Israel Gaza war, but the Democratic nominee deflated one who back to a well-trained lines on home ownership and small business loans. A full charge which aired on iHeartRadio's podcast platform and it was semi-cast on CEN. Both referred to her species and answer her biggest loss as a candidate. She remains unflappable on her key points, including the idea that Trump was essential threat to democracy and black advancement, and she's stiff that are collided the possibilities and limitations of a government, but the inability to veer away from her entrenched position or to adequately explain how her course does definitely apply for poor and working class, where black voters are disproportionately represented, leaves much to be desired. If Harris aims to squash the nagging perspective that she will unable to meet the needs of black America, then she still has gaps to fill. Here's a fact. We can do it all. It's an undercut of a reality that a large part of black working class is struggling with unemployment, homelessness, and other critical issues that prevent successful class migrations. When even misogyny is a factor in Harris' current prime moments, or it isn't, the emphasis of black men feels overstated. Yesterday, Harris' campaign released the opportunity for agenda for black men, a 5-point platform focused on black entrepreneurship, mentorship, marijuana legislation, and corporate cryptocurrency. A platform come on the heels of contentious literature from Barack Obama to black men in Pittsburgh, with a former president alleged I had just found the idea of having women as a president. You are coming up with other alternatives and other reasons for that. Whenever misogyny is affected in House current by mamas or isn't, but emphasis of black men feels overstated. The black population accounts barely 50% of the country, with high distribution in metropolitan areas that skew predominantly Democratic, while the white and non-black population have voted for Trump at significantly higher weights. Despite its disconnect, the House campaign has responded with an aggressive mere blizzard of interviews and campaign staff directly targeted at black communities. As a result, many black voters are ultimately left with the idea of voting as means of harm reduction and not one of enthusiasm. For one of all House instances, that Trump campaign thrives on driving fear, the most emanated influence on her campaign push to get black voters to the polls seems to be a fear as well. When her cell dresser came out and rubbed Dada on Chattopedia on Arrow FM.
Thank you.
First Day Trials by Kimmel and Rob Data on Chartopedia on Arrow FM. Right, I'm going to tell you top 10 deals between the UK and the USA. First to say, for the UK, USA are in the two nations divided by common language and one area where special evidence is law. That's probably because the way laws are made administered in the two nations. It's not just the USA has a constitution, the UK doesn't. It also for the US, their situation operate at different levels. In the UK, essentially one body of laws with some variations in Scotland and Northern Ireland. In the US, there are federal, state laws, and even local laws. In each US, they have local laws and laws of meaning by legislation that can vary to place to place. And it's like we take a look at USA with a British and American legal approaches that are in the stark contrast of libel. They say. Oops, sorry. You say you're in the first and say newspapers print serving you defamation about you. You decide that you take your chance to court because you think your comments court says something to your reputation. You should be prepared to prove you've been labeled with him for libel. If it's a decision that separates the American and British libel laws in the US, a burden of proof rests with a person who claims to be libeled. They need to prove that the libel said about them was false. In the UK, it's up to a person who may have defamatory statement to prove it was true. Historically, people seeking to protect their reputation by bringing libel claims in the UK are predators and dubbed libel tourism. It's less common these days as British courts now require a plaintiff to demonstrate that defamatory statement made about them will cause serious harm. The minimum wage in the UK, the minimum wage of steroids for employees are legally about to pay it and underpaid, even named and shamed by the government. A minimum wage was the friendship policy of a Labour during the 1997 election campaign. However, it was originally opposed by many Labour MPs who believed it would weaken the bargaining power of trade unions. Although it was opposed by Conservative Party, it remained a government policy since the introduction and risen year on year, not in line with inflation. The nature of the United States federal government means better federal minimum wage theories. As the highest in Washington, D.C. and California, with a close second, another difference between the two nations and American bars, other waiters are exempt from federal minimum wage. On the side of any attempts, will take them to over the threshold. These standards. Watchers of the UK news may recall a short-lived coordinated chicken scandal on leaving the EU. The UK may have lowered its visas by exceeding imports from the USA. It's because there were greater industrial prices used in the USA under the EU. Metallurgical recycling is a case in point in the US. It gets car from something called Red 40. In the UK, it comes from strawberry. Similarly, North America Veda gets car from Red 40 and Yellow 6. With the UK food rails of pumpkin and carrot extracts. If we've pursued this course of atmosphere differences to environment and meat processing, some states say farmers want to use pesticides and herbicides that were banned in the UK. However, in the 2 hours, you will struggle to find out within the heck of the new effects as imported ban on emerald, but you can get along with fusion. Marijuana in the US against the cannabis have been legalized in 21 US states and decriminalized in the 15. You can't buy it from a dispensary or even UBS style apps in the UK Class C drug. This is the cannabis on the police warrant on the spot fine of £90 with higher penalties and supply. As it has, however, we're glad to be able to use Subscribe to info. You guys, whatever, world's largest exports of legal cannabis. Don't work in the UK, except of Northern Ireland. We have no laws to help business. Can't cross ways. But how I go, gets recommended for fees. The quotas of illegally buying invest like said, it reflected in the fact we don't have a word for unlawfully cross road. In the US, it's called Jay Walker, the boy comes with Jay Minn, Greenhorn, who are robe. Someone experienced or naive, most players are happy with the way of things done. Our 2040 YouGov poll found that 77% of responders swore that work on the roads when to do so should remain legal, although jaywalking is a crime in the US. They have a level of enforcement. Fares to place fine range from $1 to $10,000, and in some cities like New York, it's not uncommon. One reporter boss said that they tried to get fined for jaywalking and couldn't get arrested, even when they were in the front of police officers. Conclusion: differences in law between the US and UK are interesting themselves. They can also have real life consequences, especially when content war is concerned. If you are traded internationally and you need to ensure that your paperwork is compliant, this ain't an incentive for itself to guesswork. Our final details of law are really initiative and, as we've seen, can differ worry from place to place. Your best bet is get an experienced lawyer, but on your side to make sure it's everything above board and ready to go. Right now, I'm gonna play I'll be playing Flawless by the Ones on Shoutopedia on Arrow FM. Gus lost by the one, so shout out to Peter on Arrow FM. Third of day is featured casually Cuba for 5 decades and was the world's third longest serving head of state after Prince Queen Elizabeth and the King of Thailand. Right now, the final song of the day is Will Be. Music on the radio by Empire of the Sun on Chatterpedia on Aaron Kudu.
I found a crowded place to fall apart. You can pay me on a VIP. You can pay me on a tangerine dream. You can pay me on a space man. Baby, I'm Jackie. Baby, I'm Dixie. Oh.
Musical Radio by Empire of a Sun on Chatterpedia on air. If that's it for Chatterpedia, I'll see you next week. Visit Chatterpedia on Arrow FM.